Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank.
Well, it's been another wild and wacky week in our crazy country that we live in, Mr. Frank.
Crazy country.
To get to. I hope you're doing well out there, buddy.
Doing fantastic. Good to see you. Although the last couple of weeks when I was just down the road and up there in person with you in the Los Angeles studio, was always much better to see you
in person,
although we are separated a little bit here by some virtual distance, but great to see you on screen and hope everything's going well.
Absolutely. We are head first diving into summer of 2021. So we'll see if it's any calmer than
is that something summer. Like the summer of George? Is that like the summer of George?
I hope
from Seinfeld?
No. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. let's get right to it. Some I know that you are very involved with the 2A movement, that Second Amendment for we also have been reading now for months about ammunition shortages and people getting their licenses. And guess what? Smith & Wesson, one of the best known manufacturers, reported record sales, all-time record sales.
Nice.
They had their very first $1 billion sales year.
Sweet. Nice.
So for all the nonsense out there, people are taking it into their own hands, so to speak. So the company said they posted fourth quarter revenue of nearly $323 million, which is the highest quarter ever
on
record, and the fourth consecutive record-breaking quarter. So good for them.
Fantastic.
And you're part of that. You contributed to part of their revenue.
Yeah, I mean, just before I get to the breaking news today, we do have some breaking news on the California assault weapons ban case I want to get to in a second. But since you mentioned Smith & Wesson, I was actually at a softball game this weekend with my daughters and was talking to a grandma there, and she's from Fullerton, which I know you know well because you went to Cal State Fullerton, Dave, I think, if I recall correctly. So talking to her, and she's probably like 80, I want to say. She's like the mom of a dad friend of mine, and got into a little bit of a conversation. Quickly, I could tell she was kind of on the right-minded side of things, which was great. And she goes, you know, I keep my Smith & Wesson loaded right near my bedside in Fullerton in case there's any trouble. I think things have changed in Fullerton, Dave, since you grew up there, went to school there. But anyways, on to the California case. So for folks who follow this sort of thing in the Second Amendment community. So California, this was just announced like literally 5 minutes ago. California has appealed San Diego federal judge's ruling, which overturned the 30-year-old assault weapon ban. So for the better part of 30 years, so-called, they call them assault weapons. They're basically garden variety AR-15s, which are bought and sold in every other state in this country. So the good news part about this was that a federal judge in San Diego ruled that that ban was unconstitutional. The state of California, Governor Newsom, and the new Attorney General, Rob Bonta, who took the place of Javier Becerra, who took the place of Carmela over there in Washington, D.C. Anyways, all connected, folks. So, of course, we knew they would come in and appeal this. They appealed the case to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in San Francisco. For folks who don't know, the Ninth Circuit is a massively liberal court. Based in San Francisco, 90% overturn rate, the Ninth Circuit, right? Yeah. So when those decisions go to the Supreme Court, 90% of the time they're overturned. This will be another one of those. So they've entered into a situation where, and I do want to read this because it's actually, the wording is actually pretty interesting. They have actually entered into what they call an indefinite stay. So the circuit court issued an indefinite stay on behalf of the state of California, which means the current law will stay in place, banning these weapons, these commonly owned ARs, like they are in every other state across the country. I'm not sure that you can indefinitely ban anything that's unconstitutional at its source. So this long story short, Dave, this is going to go to the Supreme Court.
Sure.
It's going to take a bit more time. The plaintiffs in this case, which include Firearms Policy Coalition, a bunch of other 2A rights folks, this will get appealed, and I can guarantee you this will be a victory in the Supreme Court. It's just going to get dragged out a little longer.
We knew the left was going to come back and hit hard on this. This is like one of their top issues.
100%.
And they're going to throw every lawyer in the book at 100%. This thing.
100%. Upside for them to roll over at this point. So they're going to take it all the way.
Yeah. More and more people are kind of seeing things the right way. So how about that? Because violence is spiking in every blue city in this country, literally every blue city. So sure. We're going to go with Atlanta for an example. So yeah. The moronic mayor out there, I really feel sorry for the citizens of Atlanta. Her name is Keisha Bottoms.
Oh,
and
nice.
She actually said, yeah, she said that the city's increased crime rate in her city was because COVID restrictions have been eased. And that because of the schools were closed, there's a lack of gun control at the federal level. Yeah, we need more gun control. Yeah. So she's out of her mind. And Georgia Governor Brian Kemp immediately pushed back on that. Not, you know, for the most part, I know he got wobbly around election time, but he's a pretty solid guy. And he pushed back and said, basically, that it was safe to go into nightclubs and bars beforehand. It should be safe now. It's nonsense.
Right.
So he's working as hard as he can. Now, what's funny is one of the city's richest neighborhood in Atlanta actually filed papers to succeed.
I did see that. And actually, there was a case.
Right.
There was, I'm sure if you saw this case, I know the neighborhood you're talking about. There was a guy in his mid-40s, a dad, out jogging in his neighborhood. This is a fairly wealthy neighborhood and so forth. Some black dude just came up in a car and shot him, just shot him out of nowhere. And he had to crawl to a neighbor's house after being shot 3 times to call 911.
We're seeing just a lot of just the horrible random acts of violence. And it's hard. You can't even joke about it. So the name, it's called Buckhead City.
Yeah.
And they actually have the money to do something like this, but this is how you go down a really rocky road and you kind of don't, we've been talking about a split nation for a long time. Now we're starting to see pockets of it. They filed their divorce papers.
Absolutely.
They said they're done. We're going to get our own police department. We're going to get our own court and judge and jail and say, screw you. And guess where most of their tax revenue comes from in Atlanta, from this county?
Of course. Yeah, of course. And look, they want to make it exactly the same gun laws as, guess what? Chicago,
sure.
The city of Los Angeles, the city of New York. And for folks who don't really follow this stuff as closely as we do, these are the three biggest metropolitan areas in the United States. I mean, basically Chicago, LA, and New York. They have by far, I can tell you this as a reasonable expert in this space on 2A stuff and these types of topics, they have the toughest gun laws in the entire United States. Handguns are banned, outright banned in these cities. Well, guess where you have the most handgun deaths and the most handgun
in
violence?
The cities, sure.
Because felons don't care about buying weapons legally. They don't go through the DROS background check system. They're not having themselves vetted on some FBI checklist. They get them on the black market. I mean, come on.
We also went through the whole defunding of police units over the last year. So guess what happened in the city of Portland?
What happened, Dave?
This Portland's police's entire rapid response team quit.
Oh,
rapid they said, we're response out of here. I don't blame them.
Did that include any social workers? Does that rapid response team have any workers on it?
So now the next time there's some psycho up there with a going crazy with a knife or a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just call in a social worker. So these guys all quit.
Absolutely.
50 members.
50.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so once again, if you are a citizen of Portland with all the, you know what you've seen in the last year and the Antifa taking over your entire downtown.
Totally.
My Lord, how are you still voting for the Democrats? I mean,
yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't. You're right. I mean, you just don't know where it ends. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to call up 911 and go, excuse me. Can you please send the police officer? I mean, now what's funny about this is they're not funny, but you have people like AOC and all these other libtards who are calling for defunding the police. Well, yes, guess who they call for when they get in trouble? Marjorie Taylor Greene. She said something really nasty to me. So I'm going to have to call the police. I got to call 911 because she's being really
mean to me.
That's freaking insane.
Well, we also, it doesn't help when you have backwards AGs. So the worst one is in New York. So over the last 12 months, of course, we also had hundreds and hundreds of looters and rioters across the nation, but hundreds in New York City. Guess what? They all got let off. So all the charges.
Right. I saw that.
Of all the looters in New York City during 2020's Summer of Love are got off scot-free. So, nothing to see here. You break some windows, you throw bricks at cops. That's okay.
Right.
You're fine to go now. No problem here.
I saw that.
It's such a lovely, we love everybody in New York, right?
Dude, since May of last year, right? During the peak of the BLM riots. So this took place over basically about a year, over $2 billion in damages, over 24 people killed, hundreds of charges, nobody incarcerated. Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of people killed. And we're not going to get back into this whole thing because we covered this last week on January the 6th. A million people show up on January the 6th, of which 900 were actually let in to the Capitol grounds, of which roughly 300 have been charged. And the only person shot and killed was someone from our side. And that was the only gun they found the entire time was in the hands of a Capitol police officer who we still don't know who is, who shot Ashley Babbitt. So, you know, I didn't want to bring up the whole Jan 6th thing again, Dave, but, you know, you gave me
I think you kind of have to, Frank. It's okay because it's the Democrats have pushed that from day one, from January 7th onward, and they will continue to. So any chance we can have to shed some more truth and light on that topic, that's fine.
Yeah. And there's 14,000 hours of video that they have
it's
not,
all coming
the government
out. We
has
all
not
know
released.
That a lot of these guys were inside in the whole thing.
They're still fencing around the Capitol. There was at least two dozen, Tucker Carlson has covered this very well in his show. There was at least two dozen FBI, quote unquote, informants/agents encouraging this quote unquote insurrection. This is their favorite word of the day, right? Insurrection. Is it an erection or an insurrection? I don't know which one it is, but it's
good.
Yeah. Something.
Hey,
like
we
that.
Just, you know, breaking news. We got a federal holiday, a new one.
Oh, what's that called?
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. What the hell is that?
So June 19th of 1865, that is when, troops landed in Galveston, Texas.
Okay.
So basically it was
Chinese
that's basically when Republicans and the Union Army went into Texas and says, hey, slavery's over.
Okay.
So this is something nobody had heard of a year ago, but all of a sudden, Biden's in there. Let's make this a federal holiday. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yep.
Hey, I guess that's fine. But let me see. Guess how many blacks this will actually help on a daily basis?
Zero.
Guess how many middle to upper middle class white people this will help? Many.
Right. All
because
the federal,
they're gonna get a day,
the
they get a day
employees.
Off from work.
Totally.
And federal employees.
Yeah.
But is this going to help one black person
not
get a job?
Not an ounce. No.
Lower the
it's
crime?
Just like BLM. Doesn't help them announce it either. But, you know, Biden stood up there and thought he was Lincoln, right, with the whole Emancipation Proclamation. He thought he was like signing some sort of like massive, you know, amazing, you know, I just wish my grandchildren were here today to see this. And this is such
a year ago, no one had heard of this.
Well, I mean, so, look, dude, did you hear about like anything? You know that musical dude, what's his name? Pharrell? You heard of Pharrell? That black musical dude guy? He's got one name, Pharrell. That's it. No last name because he's too popular, right? Pharrell. He's the dude who basically championed this whole thing.
Well,
he championed this whole thing in Virginia
last year.
He went state by and it's a whole, and now it's
It's a federal holiday.
Now it's a federal holiday,
which is which is fine, and I'm glad we, you know, it was an important day because it was the day that a Republican in office actually sent in troops to finally get rid of slavery once and for all and they were the last few holdouts in Texas, so that's fine.
Oh,
hey, I got the day off work, so thank you.
there you go.
We mentioned a court case earlier, so this Baker, not a
James
the guy
Baker?
That bakes cakes.
Oh, that
so,
Baker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy in Colorado, Jack Phillips. So he had.
Yeah.
We thought his case was done. He'd won. He'd appealed. Guess what? There was another scumbag transgender person. They are really just vile people.
Here we go.
It's just all political with them. So they've been still working behind the scenes to take him down. So he lost in a Colorado district court on just last week. Because he refused to make a custom cake for a customer celebrating the birthday and transgender transition.
But dude, seriously, like the Supreme Court ruled, that might be a little bit of kind of catch up on the court side. I'm not sure, but like the Supreme Court ruled a few days ago, 9-0, that basically, and it was a pretty powerful ruling.
That's right.
There can be no religious. You cannot do something against your religious beliefs. The context was different. Obviously, it wasn't a bakery and so forth, but the principles behind it essentially state that you cannot do something that is contrary to your, you know, freely chosen religious expression. And if it is, you don't have to do that. So
this will also go up to the Supreme Court, but just the idea that this poor guy, he just wants to bake some cookies. I mean, come on, leave him alone for heaven's sakes.
Do you think that queer could have gone somewhere else to have his cookies
made? Oh yeah, maybe a thousand other places.
Of course he could. Just trying to be a jerk.
Exactly. So let's enough with it with the court cases and all. I want to move into some FBI nonsense.
Oh yeah.
So every time I see that Chris Wray, he's been up on the Capitol Hill a lot lately.
He has.
He's a weasel. Sorry.
Oh, totally.
Once again, I feel zero confidence that he's going to bring any kind of justice to whatever case he's working on.
Yeah.
So instead of fighting real crime, and chasing the commies and chasing the hood wearing Democrats, which is, you know, the KKK was the military wing of the Democrats for decades. It still kind of is.
Right.
What are they doing? They're chasing after the January 6th, quote unquote, perpetrator still. He just, you never get a straight answer out of the guy.
Right.
I don't like him.
Yeah, no, he's a total weasel. And I said my piece already, Dave, about the FBI. I mean, I think there's obviously a lot of really good people there. But, you know, look, it's the swamp, right? I mean, Trump couldn't clear out the swamp. He couldn't clear out the leadership. You know, when I heard, and when I not just heard, when I heard the facts, and this was present in grand jury testimony, which came out. So this is documented when actual FBI agents and or informants were present in the so-called January January 6th crowd. Not only that, but by the way, the Gretchen Whitmer, a quote unquote, attempted assassination plot. This was like four hillbilly dudes in the backcountry and like an equal number of FBI agents who got them together and said, what do you think about killing Gretchen Whitmer? Yeah. You think that's a really good idea? What do you think about that? And they're like, oh yeah. You know, so it's like, you know, they basically made it happen. I mean, they fabricated it. They made it happen. So it's, you know,
yeah, it's really sad. I don't know any other word to think that the Federal Bureau investigation is actually kind of linked hand in hand with the swamp, which means the Democrat Party. And they're just another apparatus for the Dems to push whatever agenda they want to push. And they fan the flames of whatever they want to push. And there you go. It's
absolutely. By the way, sorry, I forgot to mention this while you just were talking about our new federal holiday, Juneteenth, which I'm sure we're all going to be commemorating forever. We're over here at the Gateway Pundit. Violent fights and shootings break out as Juneteenth is celebrated across the country for the first time. Ah, that's very nice. Yeah, they're all shooting and kill each other. Shooting and kill each other.
Right, that's a great way to celebrate the first holiday of the Juneteenth there. But
yeah, and you see where these things are breaking out in downtown Chicago, downtown New York. You know, Barack Obama. Ooh, Juneteenth. Yeah, it's so important. Juneteenth. Just this whole woke BLM tarred message.
I got one that's going to top all this nonsense. So we used to love the Olympics. I used to be so into it. It's patriotism. It's
amazing. Used to watch it all the time. Yeah.
So now, what the heck? We're going to start allowing men to compete in the women's sports. Yay! I feel so joyful,
dude. You're kidding me.
So this is all happening. So the first one is the. It's the transgender team, a BMX cyclist. I won't even mention his name.
No, don't do that. Yeah.
But yeah, that is going to start happening. So the Olympics has already been going downhill so much. Just too many sports, too many commercials, too much nonsense.
Yeah.
And this is following the footsteps of high schools. And why this can't be stopped immediately is beyond me. They're allowing it to happen at the Tokyo Games, which keeps getting pushed back.
Well, I think in the U.S. college system, hopefully because of the Title IX legislation, I think they have a good chance at not having that go through because of existing federal law. But on the Olympic stage, that's a totally different. That's like your WHO.
For the weightlifters to come in, man. Oof.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, or the ping pong players or,
I just think all those lefty feminists who hear me, the future is feminism, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, what happens when half of your awards are going to be taken away by men?
Yeah.
So tough. You make your bed, you're going to sleep in it, right?
Absolutely, dude. Well said.
I got one more
give it to
wokeism.
Me, yeah.
I love the pop culture wokeism, the you go do, woke, yeah. go broke crowd. So there's this guy. He made Hamilton that made $1 billion, this Lin-Manuel Miranda. I never saw Hamilton. I refuse to see it. I don't want to see a rewriting of an important person of our nation's Agreed. History. And I made tons of money for Disney and whoever else. So he just, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make a musical called In the Heights with a lot of Hispanic and Black people. No whiteys allowed.
Yep.
It was called In the Heights. Guess what? Box office flop.
Oh, geez.
So they were expecting between 30 and 35 million. And they were like, you could just tell the media, the Hollywood media, Variety Magazine, Hollywood Reporter. Come on, everybody. This is the greatest thing of all time. It's going to be Godfather of our generation. And it only made $11 million its first week. And the second weekend, which we just went through, it dropped another 50%. So it's an official bomb. So all this push about, can't we all just do this or that? First off, if there's anybody running around on the street in tennis shoes and dancing, Frank, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. So this woke Nazism nonsense and intersectionality. Yeah, you just put your foot in the pile of poo, and what you got? You got yourself, you know, this is I think it was Warner Brothers, $40-50 million down the tube. So screw you.
Yeah, no, it's gonna happen. It's happening all the time. I always have this conversation with you, which I really find quite fascinating, is that you know, these media conglomerate companies, for whatever reason, they just are absolutely convinced that they are going to just keep making this stuff up and keep doing it, and somebody will buy it, and like nobody's buying it. Like nobody is going to buy it. No one's buying it. And I think they don't even care if they lose money. I don't think they really care.
We've talked about that. I think that is the case. They would rather have their point of view or their wokeism pushed than lose money. And here was the last ad to this whole thing. This manual shows you what a coward he is. So his big take from all this was, you know what? We didn't hire enough dark-skinned Afro-Latinx community members. That's what he thought. That's what his whole take was. That's why it bombed.
Of course.
They were too light skinned.
Yeah. No, look, of course.
How about the fact that nobody wants to see your piece of crap with your terrible songs and terrible dancing and singing? Gee, there's a shock.
Exactly.
You know, their cities are crumbling. There's violence and shooting on every block around. What, you pick any blue city and here these people are singing and dancing and they're having such a great time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Looting charges dropped in New York City. Gun violence up 90% in Democrat-run Minneapolis. Missouri police chief resigns over Second Amendment bill. I mean,
having a good time. By the way, it was Warner Brothers. They're as terrible as Disney. The whole AT&T crowd.
Oh, all of them.
So 100%. Goodbye.
See you later. Yeah. Speaking of goodbye, Dave, it's been great seeing you. We have a wrap up today's show, or you got some more hot topics for me?
No, that's it for now. I was just getting kind of wound up there. So
fantastic.
I love it. I hope you guys are all just. Everyone stay safe out there and stay sane, and we're going to talk to y'all soon.
Yeah, great to see you. Don't forget to follow us on all the usual social media sites. We're out there on all the conservative ones, Parler and MeWe and Gab. Of course, we have our own website now up and running at www.rantandrave.us, not .com, .us. And of course, you can find our podcast on your favorite platform of choice. We prefer Podbean, but you can also go to Apple, Google, Pandora, or Spotify to find our podcast. Dave, great seeing you. We'll see you next week.